Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey guys,
it's
happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Kurakomi.
Good evening, good morning, hunty.
Welcome to the show.
We're in our mobile studio right now. We're headed to an event right now, but me and Spooky are together in studio, in the car studio, and we're bringing you all the hits.
Well, we didn't know if we were going to have time to do an episode this week. I've been busy, bitches. I have been busy filming the show, and then it was my birthday, and then all the things, and then Thanksgiving. Just a lot of shit going on. And this week was
crazy.
No, and you didn't even wish me happy birthday on the podcast, you fuck.
Well, I was working for two. It doesn't matter.
It was my birthday weekend, and none of you said happy birthday.
Well, I wanted to do it with you here to say I have a special song prepared.
Yeah, okay. So that whole episode should have been dedicated to my birthday, but whatever. We're drinking.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've just been busy, and this week is a busy week because we had the Jersey Shore roast, which Joey bailed me. He didn't come.
So, I couldn't make it.
Okay.
It's so far.
Doesn't matter. You got a room. You got a free room, and you can gamble. So we had our AC Jersey Shore roast, and then we had Ron's birthday, and now we're going to Sam's wedding, and then I have a cheer comp this weekend. So,
oh my God.
I know. I want to kill myself.
Where's the cheer competition?
Kentucky.
What?
I know. So I've been nonstop. I'm not well. I'm not well. I'm dead inside. And I just want to be Christmas, and I do nothing but lay on the couch.
Well, this is our first entry this December.
Yeah, so
The countdown is here. Wait a second. Where? Tell me about the roast. What was going on there? Did you have to perform? I saw it was they had a little museum set up. And yeah, I saw there was a huge, staircase.
We were held against our will. Production made us do it. And I did not want to do it at all. But whatever. It was a roast. And Chris DiStefano was there. And a couple other comedians were there. And
Andrea Lopez was there.
Yeah, everyone just made fun of us for an hour and a half.
So you guys didn't have to say anything?
No, we had to go up and we said our things.
Did you roast your other friend, your other roommates?
No, I was nice, I feel. We all had like a planned script. So we knew like us girls weren't going to go like mean. But like Ron really went in, Mike went in. I feel like the boys really went in a little bit. But us girls were like just saying silly things.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it was a cute roast.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, sure.
Did you stay and gamble?
No, I came home.
That's what I'm saying, because you were going to go home, and I want to be by myself in a casino.
Nick was there.
Did they sleep over?
Yeah, they were all there partying. They got mad at me that I left.
Did they sleep over, too?
Yeah, they all had rooms. They took your room.
Oh, they did? Thank you.
And now I'm just excited to, like, finally calm down next week and get ready for Christmas. Like, I have to finish. I still have to put my garland on my staircase, and I still have to finish shopping. I did a lot of shopping for Black Friday. Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
No. I'm not buying gifts this year for anyone.
There was amazing sales.
What did you get? I didn't get anything because I'm not really... Bay and I aren't really exchanging this year because we just came back from Paris. And I got those first class flights for us. So it's like, that's your Christmas present. I will get little cute little things to, to open up, but nothing crazy. Like, I keep sending him stuff on TikTok shop that I want. Like, I forward him to them. Mm-hmm. Poppy, I'm getting swag from people, you know, all different people. They send me stuff, so I'm just going to get him something.
Okay.
From there. I don't know, maybe I'll just tell him. But yeah, I'm not really shopping this year. I did buy some things just for myself, though. Like a new dishwasher, a rack for the bottom of my dishwasher.
It's oh, nice. That's very old person of you.
Yeah. I did my Spotify Wrap this week, and it said I was 78 years old.
You are.
It said I like music from the 1960s.
Well, I like music from the 90s. I miss the 90s.
You look very nice. So you're wearing...
I'm wearing jeans.
You're wearing denim. I've never seen... I said this is the first time in 20 years I've known you. I've never seen you wearing denim.
I'm really forcing myself to just wear things that I used to love wearing in high school. And I went to American Eagle. Do you remember American Eagle? And
yeah.
They had... Or, no, Hollister or Abercrombie. One of those. But they had the sweater and then they had the fur on the hood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just bought that for Black Friday.
I'm
going to wear it.
It's
I'm
going
to
wear it.
I want everything that made me happy in high school to make me happy right now. So I'm forcing myself to wear jeans and, you know, keep myself accountable for staying on, like, my diet and working out and doing all the things.
Can we talk about that really quick? This is the hottest you've ever looked.
You too, though.
Oh, thank you.
What is wrong? Are we on?
We're aging in
what
reverse.
Is happening?
We bought,
are we witches?
We bought a green egg from a TikTok shop.
You did a spell.
For
us to be the hottest.
I did a cinnamon spell this morning on December 1st. Hopefully this one works. I ground my own cinnamon. But you look the best I've ever seen you.
Same.
You're where, you know, your body, body looks tea, as the kids said. Clock
tea.
It. Clock it.
Tea.
She sent me a picture of her dress. Guys, wait till you see the picture from this dress. You look like a supermodel, like a Victoria's Secret model. Your boobs are popping up, and then your waist is tiny.
Well, I posted it. If you guys go to my Instagram, I posted it because I went to Castle Couture. So Castle Couture is like where everybody in Jersey goes. Like Lauren goes there. Lauren got her wedding dress there. Jenny got her wedding dress there. I think Dina. All the girls went there for their wedding or like for an event, and they would get their gowns and they would get all their things there. And I never ended up getting anything there because, you know, I'm just such a basic bitch and I just wear Amazon stuff. So I was like, you know what? For Sam's wedding, for Samantha's wedding, I really want to, you know, look my best and I feel good. Like I want to like get decked out. So I went to Castle Couture and tried on a couple dresses. And this dress, bitch, it has a corset. So Joey has to like really tie me in the back. I told him to act like Rose Dawson's mom in Titanic when she's standing in front of the mirror. Mm-hmm. And she's like,
oh, I know how to do corseting, mom.
Yeah.
We learned that when you're
so my waist is going to be snatched. And then the boobs, the boob part like pushes my boobs up to my chin. I'm going to look insane.
I brought bronzing shimmer gel for your boobs.
Yeah. And then my dress is a slit. And I got Jessica Simpson heels. I didn't try them on yet, but they should be fine. And
it's going to be so exciting.
That's the outfit. And then you're just wearing a regular tux?
Yeah, is it black tie? I am wearing a tuxedo. I'm wearing a black tux tuxedo.
She didn't say it was black tie, but she definitely wanted everyone to dress drama.
Okay, good. So I just don't want to look like I'm the waitress.
No, you're fine. I think everyone's dressing up.
Opal's going to wear a tuxedo as well. I'm excited for this. I haven't been to a wedding in a few months. Like, it's been a while. But this place does it good. This is a fancy, fancy place. They're having it.
Yeah, a lot of people. So Angelina got married here, the infamous wedding.
Yeah.
And then a lot of my family members got married here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful place. Great food, great cocktail hour. I'm excited to celebrate Sam. And
what's your husband's name?
Justin.
I've never met him.
So she's gonna be Samantha May. That's his last.
Her last name. His last name's May.
Yeah.
Is he related to my boyfriend Drake May? M A Y E.
No, I think it's just M A Y.
Samantha May.
Samantha May.
That's so Southern.
Yeah. So,
does she have a middle name?
Is it Samantha Ray? Samantha Ray.
Samantha
May?
Ray May. Ray May.
It's happening.
Okay, Mama. So Chef IQ Sense is a wireless cooking thermometer that takes all the guesswork out of the holiday meals. So your roast, your turkey, or prime rib comes out perfect every single time, turning "I think it's done" into "I know that it's perfect." It even tells you when to flip, when to take it off the heat, and how long to let it rest. Basically, like having a personal chef right in your kitchen. And I love that because you guys know I'm not like a gifted cooker. Like, I'm good with instructions and like ingredients and telling me what to do, but like just like eyeballing something thinking that it's done, like I'm not good with this. So that's why I'm loving this. With Chef IQ, you can sip your cocoa and actually spend time with your family instead of hovering over the oven stressing out. And here's the best part. It's the gift everyone will love. Perfect for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. I am the kitchen rookie. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals with Chef IQ.
I love it. We use this for Thanksgiving for our turkey. It just makes it so easy because everything is connected on the app and you put the thermometer in and you can set it and forget it. That's what I say. And you just kind of put on the app whatever you're cooking and it comes out the perfect temperature for everything you're cooking, whether it's a prime rib, like they said, or maybe a turkey, a bird, or even, you know, anything you're cooking in the oven you can do this with. And I got the 4-pack with it. So if some people like something at a different temperature, sometimes Poppy likes it, a medium rare steak and someone wants it well done. You don't have to worry with it because everything is taken care of. It literally is the best gift to give for anyone who cooks, and it really saves, like, you know, it saves you every time because, you know, meat's expensive. You don't want to mess it up.
So with our promo code Snooki, you can get 30% off and get all your shopping done. Just go to chefiq.com, promo code Snooki. That's chefiq.com, promo code Snooki.
You know, I have to plan things before I get places. Do you guys do that ever? Like, when you don't really care because you're so go with the flow. But like, before I go to a restaurant, this is a Capricorn thing, that I have to look at the menu before we go to the restaurants to know what I'm getting. I have to have at least a plan, like a game plan of what I'm going to order, what kind of the mood I'm in for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm kidding. I got turnt last night, the tree lighting.
Oh, yeah. So tell everyone how they DM'd. So the tree lighting people DM'd Joey and was like, do you want to come to the tree lighting?
Well, I was on the toast again. I told them I want to start getting health insurance over there. It's my third time hosting.
No, literally.
I'm doing it one more time before they go.
Wait, I'm trying to get...
I'm trying to get Claudia
because she wants me on the toast, but yes. I don't think I can make it into the city. And I'm trying to get them to come to the Snooki shop to film an episode.
Oh,
and I
okay.
think that'll be next week, but well, you know, I'm trying to figure it out in my calendar.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, she's been dying to get you. You'd be so fun.
Yeah, and then I'll take her out to lunch.
Oh, I'll come too.
Yeah.
Just to make sure everything goes okay.
Uh-huh.
So I was on the toast and I was like, do you know, because she's thinking the toasters, well, with the Crusaders need to step it up. I mean, the toasters, when I go over there, have they mentioned anything? Like, all the people listen, like, they, like, the people that work at wherever the place that it is, like, you know, the makeup company or the jewelry company, the grill company, whatever, they're like, sending me shit all the time. I know Crusaders have jobs. We just got to meet some perks from the Crusaders now. So I said I wanted to go to the tree lighting, and then 5 minutes later, I get a follow and a friend request from the Rockefeller Center. And then they invited me to the tree lighting. So me and Bill,
so nice.
We got decked out to our best.
Did you see Mariah Carey?
She wasn't working. It was...
She's always at the tree lighting.
I know. She was there.
That is so weird.
It was Gwen Stefani and Michael Bublé and Reba McEntire.
Strange. Okay.
But yeah, it was lovely. And then we got to Del Frisco's. We were there together before. That's the place where we had the lunch meeting and got drunk.
A martini with a steak on it.
Yeah.
It was
so good. It was so good. I made it myself. I was only kidding.
Oh, I was like, is that
it? It was a martini, though. And I put steak on it.
Do they mix like bone marrow in it?
I can probably make one. If someone come and ask me to do it, like a savory martini, I would probably put like marinated steak marinade in the.
Well, I really want to try your pickle martini.
Oh, it's so good, you guys. We're all over the place today.
I know. What
is
happening? This is the first time we saw each other in like 2 weeks.
I know.
So
we're just catching up.
Yeah.
My pickle martini, so that's very French. The cornichon is those baby pickles, which I love, and it's just the perfect martini. You just use pickle juice. Instead of pickle juice, you use instead of olive brine, you use the pickle juice, and it's just like the best tasting.
You need to make that for me.
So back to today, I have to figure out what I'm going to get. So I think, you know, when we're getting ready in the bridal suite, it'll be champagne probably, so we'll drink champagne there. But then, like, when we're doing cocktail, I want to look like James Bond and get really cute pictures in our tuxedos. We got to take really good pictures tonight. And if there's a photographer there, I'm going to nag them to, like, take a good picture of us and email it to me. You dig?
Wait, what?
I want to take really good pictures tonight because we're going to look hot.
Uh-huh.
So I want to, we look skinny and we're getting hot. I want to take good pictures. I want to tell a photographer to take our picture and send it to me.
Same.
But I think I'm going to do a martini because I want to do look like James Bond. And then with dinner, I'm going to probably switch to, like, champagne or wine. And on the dance floor. Are we allowed to have music today? Or because it's filming, there's not going to have music?
No. It's going to be like a regular, normal wedding.
Okay, got it.
It's just going to be like cameras everywhere.
Oh,
it's the wedding of the century.
Does anyone else besides the cast? No. Will I know anyone else besides the cast coming?
No, I don't think so.
Is Melissa and Joe Gorger coming?
No, it's like all her family and friends.
It's
like normal.
I bet she's going to look so hot. Remember?
Wait, so we picked a dress with her. The dress is stunning.
What
does
it look like?
And mind you, Samantha just had a baby. Her baby's 3 months. So it's kind of like what happened with me.
You're sissy.
Yeah. So I was pregnant with Giovanna, and our wedding was November 29th, and I had Giovanna September 26th. So I was freaking out that I wasn't going to fit in my dress and I was going to look gross. And right before I got pregnant with Giovanna, I lost so much weight and I was in like my fittest era ever. So when I got pregnant with her and I knew I was getting married, I was like, oh my God, this is going to ruin everything I worked for. But I feel like I looked good for my wedding.
You didn't gain any weight from Sissy, I don't think.
Yeah, because I worked out the entire time and I didn't really splurge.
And what, you look on Self Magazine like next week?
I don't know. See, so that's, I have to get back to that.
Sam is so stunning in everyday life. Like, and I remember,
yeah,
like,
she's so pretty.
Years ago, she was doing like modeling for this like bridal hair company or something, or makeup company. And she like had like, she like fake bridal outfits and stuff. She looked so stunning then. I can't even imagine what she's going to look like today. She's going to be a goddess.
Oh, she's going to look insane.
I'm sure she's doing her hair down.
Yeah. So she's going to do her hair down. And she has, her hair's really, really long. Like, she hasn't cut it because she wants it to be long for the wedding.
Like, long and wavy.
It's going to be long and wavy and just stunning and beautiful.
And she's not having bridesmaids, I don't think. It's going to be just her sisters.
Yeah, just her sisters.
That's what I would do, too.
I mean, thank God. Like, no offense. But, like, I don't want to be... I just want to be there as a guest.
Well, I also think...
I don't want to be a bridesmaid.
At a certain age... Not that Sam's at that age. I mean, but, like, a certain age, like... It's just be... It shouldn't be, like... I guess anything under, like, around their 20s, if you're, like, you know... But, like, after, like, 30... Is she 30 yet?
She's 38.
Yeah.
She'll be 39.
Yeah, okay. So I'll go on the record and say, after 30, you don't need to have 50 fucking bridesmaids in your wedding. It's like, you know, just have something small and tasteful. I mean, you know, do whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy, but it's like...
Well, I mean, if that was, like, your dream, like, obviously...
And the same thing with bachelorette parties. But... Like, a wild bachelorette party, like, wearing bikinis and doing body shots and drinking penis straws. It's like, after 30, you know what? Just go to a winery and just, like, get massages.
Yeah.
Like, because it rubbed me the wrong way when I was like, what's your face? Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, she had like a bachelorette party.
Well, she could do whatever the fuck she wants.
I know, she's the richest lady in the world. But they did it in Paris, so. And Kris Jenner was there.
Paris.
And I have to get back home. I'm getting homesick. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, what am I going to do?
Joey keeps saying he wants to go there for his birthday.
I do.
It's like, we're not flying to Paris.
I want to, though. But we're going to go to dinner instead. I just found out Spooky is available for my birthday, so we'll be in the city. We're going to a French restaurant. I still have to find the exact one, because I heard the one I talked about was, like, too, like, touristy. So I want something more chic. Do you eat French food? Will you eat escargot with me?
I don't think I like that.
Escargot?
Yeah.
It's snails.
Ew, no.
No, but you'll have steak frites.
Well, today's Ron's birthday, but... It's Friday. But we did Ron's birthday party, and they had the fish eggs that you always eat.
Caviar. Did you have some?
It's called caviar bumps.
Yeah, you put it in
your
hand.
And Mike was like, let's do a bump. So they were all doing caviar bumps.
Yeah, so did you try one?
No.
Oh, hopefully they have it tonight. We'll do more.
No, me and Paulie were disgusted. And they said it was like salty.
Oh, no. It's caviar. I love it.
So they had like little things to put the caviar on.
Bellinis.
No, it was insane. So everybody was doing bumps yesterday.
Where did you guys go? A nice place?
A steakhouse in Woodbridge.
Oh.
It was decorated beautiful. You'd love it.
I mean,
yeah. I want to go back.
But, yeah, so we're going to go to a French restaurant. You can have steak frites. That's like steak, like filet mignon, and then french fries on the side. And this is delicious sauce.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I'm so excited. So we're going to go to a French restaurant, and then I want to go to a chic cocktail bar, especially it's going to be right after Christmas. So... Everyone has like decorations still up. So we're going to go to like a chic cocktail bar where there's a fireplace.
Cute.
And we're going to smell like drink. I know. That
I keep seeing that car, Joey. I'm not kidding. That's the third time I saw this car.
Are they following us?
It's happening.
Okay, mamas. Hiya, health. Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise. We talked about this all the time. It's filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy additives growing kids should not be eating. So that's why Hiya created a superpowered chewable vitamin. While many children's vitamins are filled with up to 7 grams of sugar, which is known to contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with 0 sugar and 0 gummy additives. Yet it tastes great and is perfect for growing kids. So Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our children need with a yummy gummy taste that they love. My kids are obsessed with Hiya. They've been our sponsor for a while now and literally obsessed because my kids have this every single day. The jar is right on the counter and they get to decorate the jar with like cute stickers. And they have themes and stuff. So my kids are loving Hiya. They're getting the vitamins. It looks cute on the counter. It's very aesthetic. I recommended it to all my mom friends and their kids are loving it.
And if you're tired of battling your kids to eat their greens, Hiya now has kids daily greens plus superfoods, a chocolate flavored greens powder designed specifically for kids, packed with 55 plus whole food ingredients to support brain power, development, and digestion. Just scoop, shake, and sip with milk or any non-dairy beverage for a delicious, nutritious boost that your kids will actually enjoy. We worked out a special deal with Hiya for the best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Snooki. This deal is not available on the regular website, so go to HiyaHealth.com. HiyaHealth.com/Snooki to get your kids full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. There's a car that it looks like a little Honda Accord, and it has a little Honda Civic, and it has Christmas lights. It's black.
You guys.
It has Christmas lights all over, and there's a little thing on top that has Christmas lights all over it.
Let me tell you something.
I'm going to tell you something.
When me and Chiani went for my birthday dinner, and it was in, where was it? It was like near Red Bank. Locale. A really good restaurant. We went there. That car was in the parking lot. It has Christmas lights all over it, and it's literally the same car. And then the other day, I'm driving, and it passes me. And now it just passed me again. But
these are all different areas of New Jersey as well. Should we get the plate?
No, like, is this the same fucking car?
I can't imagine that anyone else would have, like...
But it didn't have that on the top. It has, like, a canoe on the top.
Yeah, it's like,
Now I'm thinking this car's stalking me. Like, who is this?
Well, they have a loud motor. I think they're probably a kid that's just, like, zipping around.
No, it's the same fucking car. This is the same car. I've seen it 3 times this week.
Drive past says, show yourself!
Yeah.
Who are you?
It's a, what do we call it?
A super fan.
A super fan.
And they keep switching. Oh my God, guys, this is a high-speed chase.
You guys, this car is stalking me.
Ooh.
Anyways.
Anywho, I have a sick boyfriend at home, and my dog's watching him.
He's hungover.
I said that. That's exactly what I said. We went to South First Coast last night and had steak dinner, and we sat at the bar. I love sitting at the bar at the steakhouse. It's my favorite thing. And he drank three. The martinis there are like... 2.5 regular martinis. These things were fucking huge. And he had 3 of them. And then he started wiling out. We took a train home and he was like jumping on people and taking videos and like dancing around with strangers and twirling them.
He was bombed.
He was bombed.
Yeah.
And then, so he woke up this morning dry heaving in the bathroom like at 7:30 this morning. And there was on the floor. I had to bring him a cold towel. And like, so he's just, I think he's saying, you know, I feel like I'm getting sick. So he gave him Theraflu. I mean, I gave him bone broth and some ginger shots and stuff. I just didn't pack him up. I told Wiggles to watch him.
He just needs fucking McDonald's in and out.
Yes, that's what I said. I made him a smoothie.
Lockdown.
But it's, you know, I'm glad to get out of the city, out of the thing for the day and having a sitter. I didn't want to have to, like, you know, having a kid nowadays, it's to get child care. Just go do your mom things. It's like.
Imagine you got an au pair for Wiggles.
I have to get a second dog before I do that.
You forgot his sweatshirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You're never going to get it.
Bring it on my birthday.
Angela said, whose is this? And I said, Joey's. And he said, Joey's not a girl, right?
Not yet.
Said, why does he sound like a girl?
Who's that, Angela?
Yes.
You sound like a chipmunk. Get the fuck out of here. Calling me a girl.
I said, he is a girl, honey.
But Christmas shopping, back to Christmas shopping. What are the hot gifts this season? Like, what are the kids wanting? I know Sissy just wants probably, like, makeup and...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Like, I have 2 teenagers, and all they really want is Uggs.
Uggs?
So they always want Uggs.
Did they ever go out of style? Or they're always fashionable?
I've been loving my Crocs lately, to be honest. I love
them. Is that Croc?
Yeah, it's Croc.
Oh, those are cozy. Those are like dog walking shoes. Like, you walk into the dog.
Yeah, they're cozy, and they give me height. So I love Crocs. So the big thing that Giovanna loves right now is the Garage brand.
My friend's a model for them.
All the girls are wearing Garage.
My friend Hallie Batchelder is the model for them.
Okay, so she loves Garage, so I'm getting her a lot of, like, Garage.
Where do they sell it? On the website?
Yeah, on the website. And they had, like, a sale for Black Friday, so I got her a bunch of things there. And I don't know. I feel like the girls now, they like oversized hoodie sweatshirts. They like cozy, like, sweatpants and stuff like that. So, she wants garage stuff, obviously Sephora things. So, I did a lot of shopping for Black Friday. Old Navy. So, Old Navy had a huge sale, and I love Old Navy, and I need new leggings because all my leggings are, like, big on me now. So, I needed to get smaller leggings and, like, new workout stuff. My total was $1,000.
$1,000. At the store?
No, online. My total was $1,000, and then with everything, all the Black Friday sales, guess how much I paid?
Oh my God, I'm scared. $700.
$450.
What?
$450.
Did you use Rakuten?
Yes.
Oh my God, they get even more money back. What is it called? Rakuten? Guys, you have to download it. Tell them, Spooky.
Rakuten?
Rakuten. It's purple.
I call it Rakuten, but it's Rakuten.
You put it on, go to the website, and you download it onto your computer. So everything you buy,
you shop online, you put in the store in the search bar, and then it'll tell you how much you would get back shopping online. So
sometimes it's 5% back, sometimes it's 2%, sometimes it's 20% back.
Yeah, but it's usually between like 2 to 5%. So like if you spend $100 at Neiman Marcus,
$12 back,
you're going to get the 5% back, and they send you a check every single month. Bitch, for Black Friday, they had 20%, 30%, and 50%.
You get a car.
So my check is going to be very big for my Christmas shopping.
I have to keep doing it. I always like...
Don't forget.
And it even works on Airbnb. And not Airbnb, on VRBO. When you book on VRBO, if you buy a house there...
It literally, yeah.
You can do... You can get the percentage back too.
Oh, we should have did it for the freaking Cape May house.
I know. That was $10,000.
Ugh.
But yeah, Rakuten, do it now and you're going to get money back. And then send us the check.
Yeah, this
once
is
you
not
get your
an
check,
ad.
Send it to us.
Yeah, we need 10% because that's what I said.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? Remember when I bought, remember Sissy likes that Tower 28 brand? That red spray I bought her?
Yes.
She's like, so I was talking about it on the toast yesterday, and now the toast called me and they want to send me a full thing of Tower 28. Do you want me to get something for Sissy?
Yeah, I just freaking bought it on
you did?
Sephora.
Tower, I know you're listening. I'm gonna give you her address as well.
Ugh. Yeah, she needs new bottles.
I mean, do you think there's going to be hot guys there?
Probably.
What have you been doing to stay so fit? I'm on Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers? Are you for real?
I'm starting Weight Watchers.
Okay.
So, my father's been doing it for years. I've done it for back and forth for years. But I'm like, they also...
James says Weight Watchers.
It's the best thing because you can eat anything and just, you can have... There's no... You can eat carbs. You can have wine. You can have... chocolate and desserts. You can have anything you want. It's just in moderation. And it's just the best. Keep going back to it. And now they promote GLP-1s as well. So you can do it. They work with GLP-1. So I'd be taking GLP-1. So it works with that. So it's just, you know, I'm going to start doing that. But, you know, to get myself, you know, it's the holidays are here. So I know I'm going to be indulging. I don't want to go crazy.
I know, we're going to splurge.
So you've been watching your calories? Have you been cutting back any carbs or your regular steak and vegetables?
No. So like I fast until like 2, but I haven't been drinking.
Either.
The drinking is really what does it, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying not to drink at all. And if I do, it's not wine. It's vodka and seltzer or vodka diet. Or it's a dirty martini.
Or vodka and filthy pouch martinis.
No, literally. And so I've been trying to stay away from the wine. And if I'm not like going out or not like doing like an event or doing something, I'm not drinking. Usually like me and Gianni, like we'll have a couple of drinks and like watch TV. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. So I've really been cutting back on the drinking, which really helps because, you know, when you drink, then like you don't care about what you eat. And then you're like making nachos and
then you're hungover the next day and you have to eat.
Yeah. So then you order McDonald's because you feel like shit. So cut back on the drinking, bitches, and only drink like when you go out. I know it's the holidays. But like, don't drink during the week.
It's so much more enjoyable. Like, no, that's what I think with Poppy. Like,
you get excited.
Poppy stopped drinking altogether. He doesn't drink at all anymore because he went to a checkup or something and something was like off and he's like, he's just getting nervous. He's like, oh, no, I'm just going to cut drinking out just in case.
So he's not drinking at all?
He hasn't drank in 75 days.
Because he's scared?
I just think he's like, you know, that's the thing. I think he's like, it's such a high from it, like from not doing it. He just wants to see as long as he can go. But the thing is, if it's not, and it's so much more enjoyable when you do wait, like, you know, instead of like sitting, I used to, back in the day, I used to just like every single night, I would drink every single night, like at the house, I was just with wine, like, and just drink 3 bottles of wine with dinner. And it's like, and just sit on the couch, just drink beers on the couch or high noons or whatever. It's like, and now it's like, I'm not going to be like turning up or have fun experience. And then once you do it, you drink really nice martinis and you drink nice champagne and nicer wine instead of drinking shit all the whole week. Just, and you look forward to it and drink out of nice glasses.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I mean, I'm not telling you, we're not like saying we're not drinking, but it's like, you know, it's quality over quantity.
When I drink, I'm definitely drinking. Like, I'm not saying I'm sober by all means. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to do that.
It's happening.
All right, Joey, it's time to talk about Lola.
I can't wait to cozy under the blankies with Poppy.
So Lola is the world's number one blanket, crafted with an ultra soft luxury vegan faux fur and a signature four-way stretch that sets it apart from everybody else. It's machine washable, double hem for durability, and stays flawless with no shedding even after repeated washes. And I hate that sometimes. I hate when that happens with the other blankets.
No.
It's the kind of quality you can feel the moment you touch it. And during the holidays, it's the kind of gift that feels extra special because you know it will last for years to come, and everybody loves the cozy blanket. This time of year, when you're decorating and pulling your home together, a Lola isn't just a blanket. It's the missing piece that makes your space feel comfortable, warm, inviting, and cozy. Lola has over 10,000 five-star reviews, and once you feel it, you'll know exactly why. There's a reason it's called the world's number one blanket. Lola comes in a range of sizes, and it also makes weighted blankets for calming, therapeutic vibes. Don't forget about their matching pillows. They look amazing, and you can save when you do a bundle.
They're really so cozy. I have every size, almost, and I have the whole basket in my living room. So the basket in the living room, everyone can grab their own Lola and when they go enter the home. And I have one on my bed, and then I have one that, you know, that I put on top of it. So Piggy won't sleep on anything except a Lola blanket now. I have to put one down for him.
Oh, he's bougie now.
No, he gets too cozy, and that's just, it's just a... You have to experience it. I can't explain how luxurious and how cozy. It's like a different level of comfort. It's like getting a hug from a loved one all the time.
Well, we got you guys hooked up. We have a huge freaking deal for you Crusaders. Give the gift of softness this holiday season with Lola Blankets. For a limited time only, our Crusaders are getting a huge 40% off their entire order at lolablankets.com by using code Snooki at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code Snooki for 40% off. After you purchase, they will ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you mamas. Yeah. 40% off lolablankets.com.
I'm ordering more.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I mean, I would love to, like, test myself and try, but, like, that is not a goal of mine to ever be, like, sober.
No.
It's amazing that people can do that because I can't imagine.
If they want to, but this is a very taboo subject. I'm not going to tell anyone what their journey is with their sobriety or anything like that. But my thing, in a perfect world, is it's about learning to, and with anything in life, whether it's overeating or overconsuming in anything, it's about to be able to have willpower to, like, you know, just enjoy it in moderation, you know what I mean, and not have to, like, not have to go crazy. Like, a lot of people can't do that, so they have to stop completely. Yeah. I can do it. I choose not to.
Well, my thing was just, like, I'm turning 38 this year, and I started, like, really working out and watching what I'm doing in July. So July, August, September, October, November, December. Yeah, it took me 6 months to lose 20 pounds.
Well, that's good.
So, bitches, I started in the summer. And I knew
she was doing whale watching at the time.
I knew my birthday was coming up, and I knew I was going to be 38, and I was freaking out about like being really close to 40, and I just wanted to get healthy because I know like when we get older, you know, things can happen, and I just wanted to be healthy and my best self. So I told myself, I'm going to start right now. And I literally just got on the treadmill and just started walking 3 miles a day. I still do it 3 miles a day. And then I added, in, you know, training with Anthony and then doing a boxing class and then like really just like not drinking at all unless I was going out, and I wasn't going out. So it doesn't happen overnight. But I told you, like I started in July and now it's December. And I'm almost down like 22 pounds. So
you look incredible. It's
thanks,
like
squirrel.
That's the thing. It's like it's the what's the word I was looking for? It's like a chain reaction because it's so rewarding once you do get it. Like once you do start seeing results and stuff like that, and then it just becomes like you're so what is it called?
It becomes a lifestyle.
A lifestyle. Like you get so excited, you look forward to it every day. You look for want to do good because like the better you do it, your diet and exercise, the better you look. And then like you start getting able to shop and like wear things you couldn't wear before, and like get confidence and like, you know, picture
you
look
better.
Cuter in pictures.
Yeah, you feel better and you're in a better mood. You want to do things more.
Yeah.
You have more energy. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
So overall, it's amazing.
Yes,
it's
everyone.
But aside from this, like, you know, gung-ho, like we're so healthy and fed.
I am
drinking martinis tonight.
Oh yeah, I'm can I have your entree if you don't eat it?
I hope there's mashed potatoes.
Oh, there's definitely gonna be mashed potatoes.
I want that in my belly.
There's gonna be a Chateaubriand. It's gonna be an option. That's just a fancy name for filet mignon. Then it'll be like a chicken, and then it'll probably be like a Chilean sea bass. I'm gonna see if the waiter will get
I didn't
two
pick
entrees.
What I had to eat though.
No, they don't do that anymore.
They don't. You don't pick your plate when you put the
RSVP. Place like this. Oh, they do that?
For weddings, yeah.
A lot of times at a place like this, they just have
it
ready.
I feel like I didn't even do something.
You're going to get the fish. You're going to get the broiled filet of soul.
Oh, good. Then I won't eat, and I'll just drink.
So excited about this. Christmas. Where are you? Christmas Eve. I'm not sure what I'm doing Christmas Eve yet. Or New Year's Eve. You're doing your house Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve is my house. And then, yeah, New Year's, we just take the kids bowling, and then last year, I got bombed at Janice's. Gianni had to, like, drag me out.
Were you on the floor?
No, well, Amy kept making me these martinis, my sister-in-law, and they were so strong. She used to be a bartender. She lost weight. Everybody's losing weight.
I mean,
yeah, so, yeah, I'll be just hanging with the fam.
Yeah, I think I'm going to host at my house. So we're going to do Christmas Eve at Poppy's.
Nice.
We always do a seafood. You know, we do the seven fishes. I do make a seafood. I can make a seafood macaroni, a seafood pasta.
Cute.
And then we do like, well, like, you know, the fish and stuff. And then the next day, it's just going to be like, you know, we usually go to my aunt's house. But I was like, you know what? I just want to be up. Now that I have my kid, I don't want to take be away from my kid and like go to someone's house and stuff. So we're just going to go to my house. We're going to head to the city.
Oh.
And then I'm going to like do something. We're going to like, you know, I'm just going to like make cozy food. I'm just going to like pot of like, you
for
know.
Christmas?
Christmas, I would like, you know, make the Sunday gravy, maybe.
I'm so glad Sissy came to Thanksgiving.
I know, thank God.
Did we tell the Crusaders?
No.
Oh, Sissy was being so annoying, and she was like, I'm not going to go to Thanksgiving this year. So last time I was at Joey's house, we called her, and we were like, what is your deal?
Yeah, she doesn't want to come to Christmas Eve now either. She's going through it. She's going through mental illness, you know, at
she's
the time.
She's going through a midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis. So
but I'm so glad that she showed up to Thanksgiving. Your Thanksgiving looked beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You see my tablescape?
That's my colors right now.
I know. Burgundy.
Yeah.
I was all red. Red, she said.
It reminded me of Sexy Vampire.
I know. I still have all the flowers and stuff. But yeah, thank you to Big Dog Party Rental.
That's beautiful.
They get me my rentals every year. But yeah, thank you. I loved it. So we're going to do like, I'll probably make, you know, like a cozy Sunday foods, and we, the dogs and Poppy and Lauren, we're all going to be under our couture blankets and watch Christmas movies and have a fake fireplace going and just have cozy times. And then maybe we'll go see the tree or do something, you know, festive with the dogs and the stroller and stuff. But I think it's, you know, it's just like, you know, just to go around. I want to go to a restaurant. Like the Jewish people do. They go to the Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
They always get Chinese food. But I don't know. Are there nice restaurants open? Like,
yes.
On Christmas Day?
Yes.
So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that.
A lot of people that don't have, like, big families and they don't do, like, traditions, they're always going out on Christmas.
And you could probably get a good reservation that day.
I would definitely go out.
Oh, I think we should. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We'll all go to a cozy dinner and then we'll go home and put the pajamas on and have sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, do that.
With Santa. This year, everyone, I am last year I didn't have time to do it, and I was also, he was too tiny. I have to get pictures with Santa this year. Peaky has never met Santa Claus.
You might do it now. It's
well, I saw in New York City they have it on December 13th and through the 15th, I think, at the Petco or PetSmart. I think PetSmart in the city. If you know of one, another one, let me know. But are you going to take Rocky?
No.
Do you take the kids? Do they go see Santa?
No. We used to do it, but I mean, Lorenzo's 13. He knows the deal. Giovanna found the fucking elves. She found the elves, and she's like, I knew it wasn't real, but she still believes in Santa. She just thinks the elves are fake. So
well,
this is probably the last year. And then Angel's still 6, so he still believes.
But he thinks I'm a girl, so.
And he thinks you're a girl, yeah.
He's not going to get this shirt. Wait, what is going on in, okay. Let's talk about a little bit of what's going on in the meteors. Have you seen the show I told you to watch, the gay hockey show?
No.
He did Rivalry. It is the hottest, sexiest show.
Is that
show
what you were talking about with the naked boys?
Yes. Everyone is freaking out. You have to watch it. You're going to scream.
What's it about?
It's about two hockey players, like one's from Canada, one's from Russia. And they're like the best, two best players in the fancy hockey league. And they play against each other, but then they fall in love.
Oh.
And they're like having
the
hottest sex. Huh? No, they weren't. They're all secret gay.
Okay.
And there are, it's the hottest.
Yay.
They're so hot. Their sex, their bodies are insane. Their asses are insane. Their sex scenes are like, people are like having to pause to touch themselves. Like girls are sitting on towels, they're saying, because they're
oh
squirting all over the place.
Sick.
It's like the hottest show. And I watched it. And like, I just, if you haven't seen it yet, you want to see a good show. It's like, it's on, and they do it every Friday on HBO Max.
And make sure to send a towel, ladies.
I know, or ShamWow, but it's very hot. But I didn't realize girls like seeing boys kissing and doing stuff.
Yeah, I think it's hot.
I think girls like that. I think girls. Yeah, so you have to watch it. So I want to see your reaction from that.
Well, I gotta watch when the kids are at home.
Oh yeah, for
maybe
sure.
I'll watch it on the plane to Kentucky.
No,
why?
Everyone will see it.
Whatever.
Do you have HBO Max on the plane?
I could download it or download the episodes.
Do you know how to do that? How? On the iPad or on your laptop?
I do on my iPad.
I need to get a new iPad.
Mm-hmm.
It's old.
Well, this has been lovely.
It has been.
So Joey got a DM from someone saying, I know you have Sam's wedding. Do not miss this week's episode. So we did it for you, girl.
Yeah. As we're doing it for you. And you know what? This is going to be, we're not going to have a video this episode because we're not allowed to, we're being filmed by MTV right now. So we're not allowed to film on our phones.
Yeah, we're being reality stars.
Do you think I should cause a scene at the wedding to get an airtime?
100%. Yeah.
I think hit on the groom.
Trip and fall on the cake.
And then hit on the groom.
And then I want the cake to fly into the sky like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna punch Jenny in the tip.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, well, everyone, chin up, panties down. The Yuletide greetings are here. Santa's watching. Make sure to book us on Cameo. Get them done because I need to be able to pay rent this month. And it's they're 20% off. I'm gonna have the whole season. I'm doing mine 20% off. So we're giving you a deal there at cameo.com. Spooky is very expensive though, but it's worth it.
I just did a couple cameos for a bridal party and it's so cute.
Oh, well, book them now.
Yeah.
And,
not through the app.
And we only have two more episodes before,
for the new year
and for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're closed for Christmas?
Yeah, we're closed for Christmas.
Oh, well, everyone, thank you for watching and to all good night.
Love you.
It's happening!
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.